Hello everyone, my name is Kate Decker and I am obsessed with exposing the truth of what happens when we ditch the autopilot, take our power back, and become the creators of our destiny. And I'm here to remind you that no matter who you are, where you come from, or what you've been through, you deserve to live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the Create Your Best Life Radio.
Welcome back to the podcast. Hello, 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 you guys. Today we're talking about how to be confident under any and all circumstances. And I'm just so excited to talk about this episode. And it was inspired by me going to the gym. You guys, it's been about a year since I have been to the gym. And if you've known me and followed me for a long time, I love going to the gym. I was going to the gym 5 times a week for a few years now. When I got pregnant, I just could not work out without, like, I just couldn't work out and then feel good. It wasn't working out. I had so many pains, like, it was unfortunate. The only way that I was able to work out was actually at the end of third trimester, I was able to do just body weight. And I was so grateful for that. But obviously, it's been so long since I've been to the gym. And I went to the gym today. It was the second time ever in this long time and over a year period that I went to the gym. And I went to the squat bar. And I so didn't want to go. You guys, I so didn't want to go to the gym because I already felt embarrassed ahead. I knew I would not be able to squat as much as I did before. I knew I wouldn't be able to do as much weight. And I felt self-conscious. I felt embarrassed. I'm going to the gym with military dudes, mostly. There is a girl here and there, but mostly it's guys. And mostly it's guys that are training to be pilots they're already instructor pilots. So obviously all these people are in a really, really good physical shape. And I was just like feeling so self-conscious, so didn't want to do it because I knew I just wouldn't be, I didn't want them to look at me and think I am a wuss. Honestly, that was my line of thinking. But I did go, I was standing on that squat rack and I was looking at the bar and I'm like, all right, let me just take the bar and let's see how much, what can I do? Can I even squat the bar or not? Now, for those of you who don't go to the gym, the bar alone is 45 pounds. Now, before I got pregnant, it was normal for me to be able to squat about 150 pounds, 4 sets of 10 to 12 reps. So I did good. I was pretty good on the squat rack. There were a couple of times when, like, even some men came up and they were like, oh, I thought I was going to squat next to you, but I see how much weight you have there. I don't want to feel embarrassed. I'm just gonna come back later, right? And they were, like, very sweet about it. And it just, you know, adds a little pep in your step when someone compliments you on something that you've been working on for a really long time. So knowing that and coming to the squat bar, coming to the bar and just like, oh, can I even do this? I obviously did it. I did it. I did 10 reps and then I put the bar up and then I even actually added 5 and a 5. So it was a total of 55 pounds compared to 150. But what I was thinking about when I was there is I don't feel confident. And a lot of people, and even a lot of people that come as my clients or people who are inquiring about being my client, they want to feel more confident, right? They say, I don't feel so confident on camera. I don't feel so confident. Like, I don't know if I can actually provide that big of a transformation for people if they're coaches or mentors, or they don't feel confident even like walking out on the street because they're like, I don't want people to see me and yada, yada. I mean, tell me yourself, right? Like, do you always feel confident? Do you wish you were more confident in some areas of your life? Is there anywhere where you go and you kind of like shrink your shoulders and you put your head down and you don't make eye contact? If so, then you probably would love if you were more confident, right? Walking around the world with your shoulders down and tail tucked in isn't necessarily always fun.
So as I was squatting, I was thinking about it, that I don't feel confident at all. And then it hit me. Most people wait to be confident to start to do something. But it's so backwards. Because you don't wait to become confident. You cannot wait your way to confidence. The only way how you're going to become confident is if you become really good at something. And how do you become really good at something? By first being willing to be potentially really bad. To potentially be embarrassed. To potentially be seen as a complete wuss. That's the only way you're going to become confident. So in order for us to be even able to do that, what do we need? Well, clearly, if we're not confident, then what do we need? We need courage. If we are courageous over and over and over and over again, one day you'll wake up and you realize, dang, I'm so confident in this. I have done it so many times now that I am so freaking confident. You know, when I first started my business, and even before I started my business, when the Facebook Live feature rolled out, I actually had a blog, and it was about me sharing my adventures from the US, because I'm not originally from the US, so I would be sharing things. And I turned on the Facebook Live feature and I went live for the very first time ever. And literally the minute someone popped in that they were watching live, I instantly turned it off. I could not take it. I was just like so scared. Oh, I was sweating. Even then, when I started my business, when I would go live, I would be freaking out. I would be sweating. I would be so anxious. I would be so nervous. But now, I can just go live. You wake me up in the middle of the night and tell me that I need to go live to talk about whatever. I'll be fine. I'll be so confident. I might need a minute or two to wake up, but I'll be confident that I can do it. And it would be no problem. Because I have done it so many times, over and over and over again. When I first started doing my Facebook Live videos, I was so nervous about me, you know, when you like forget what you're gonna say, like right now, or when you step on your tongue, you mumble, you stutter. Like I was so nervous about that because I worried that people would think that I'm not good enough, that I'm not professional enough, that I'm stupid. Oh, that was such a huge fear that I'm stupid. Now I'm recording this podcast and I honestly didn't even pause, and I don't pause as I have thoughts or when I'm trying to figure out what's the word. And I could to make it better, to make it perfect, but I want to make it real. I want you to see that you don't have to be perfect to feel confident. I feel so confident about my podcasts and I know they're so good and so beneficial, right? That's why I'm doing it. And sometimes I forget what I was gonna say. Sometimes I cannot think of the words and it's all okay. And if anything, you see me as a human. You see me, I am human and I speak as a human. I forget as a human. And like, we're all okay, right? So if you want to be confident under any and all circumstances, you've got to start and you're just got to be courageous. And if you tell me, but I'm not courageous, being courageous is a choice. Being courageous is a choice. You might not be able to choose, okay, I'm going to be confident right now, because it's like an inner thing. But being courageous is a choice. Now, I'm going to give you some tools on how to be more confident as well. But I want you to really take this in. We are all courageous when we have to be. If your baby was in danger, if your child was in danger, if your loved one was in danger, you would find so much courage, you wouldn't even bat an eye. You wouldn't even blink an eye, and you would find that courage because it's so important to you. So why is it that it feels like we can't find the courage when going to the gym or not going to the gym. Most women don't go to the gym because they feel too awkward, too embarrassed, that they might not know exactly what to do. They might feel the same way I felt today, and they don't go. So many people don't start their online businesses because they are not feeling confident enough about it, and it stops them, right? You get to choose to be courageous. You get to stop thinking and just be, okay, I'm just gonna do it. Now, I promise you, I'm gonna give you some tools. So one of the tools that I asked and that I've been really playing around with, especially this year, was, well, what if I were confident? How would I show up? How would I feel? What would be my posture like? How would I feel? How would it look like if I wasn't scared? If I wasn't worried? If I wasn't overthinking? And really take that vision in and let it sink in. And that's what I asked myself today at the gym. I asked myself, well, what if I were confident? What if I could just embody the confidence? And just thinking about, what if I were confident? My back straightened, my shoulders went back, my head went up. I wasn't afraid to make eye contact. I wasn't afraid to say hi to the dudes. And I just did it. And you know what I also did? I put my phone in the middle of this walkway and I filmed myself doing those squats. And I wasn't gonna do it because I was like, oh, what are they gonna think? They're gonna think this is so awkward because I'm filming myself with this like squat bar and barely any weight on it. But I was like, what if I were confident? What if I were courageous? How would I show up in this situation? And I plopped my phone there, I turned on the video, and I did it. I did my entire set, I did the whole 10 reps. I didn't do like just two to film it. Nope, I did it the whole thing. I did the whole set, turn it off. And it was not a big deal. And you know what? Now, like 2 hours later, it doesn't even matter if anyone ever like had a thought about what I did. I don't even remember how those guys looked. Sorry, you guys, if you could hear a phone, but my husband is working remotely today and he had his sounds on, but that's okay. As I said, this is real life. So I don't even remember how those dudes looked. I would not be able to pick them out of the crowd. So why would I even care what did they think for a minute of my life? And we spend so much time worrying about what would these people think or what would these people that I see a regular thing. We can spend our whole lives thinking about them and what would they think. But you know what? They most likely, 99% of them, they're thinking very similar thoughts as you are. They're thinking about themselves. They're thinking about what other people think of them more than they're thinking about you or what to think about you. And most likely, they're telling themselves, man, I wish I were courageous to do this. I wish I was so confident to do this, to film myself doing squats. I don't even feel good enough to film myself with all the weight that I have on, right? So let's put other people completely out of the equation. Even if they weren't there, you don't have to be confident. All you have to do is choose courage. That way you will be and become confident in any area, under any and all circumstances, 100%. If you're having a hard time with it, ask yourself the question, if I were confident, how would it look like right now? How would I feel? How would I embody this? How would I approach this? The same way, like you guys, some of these people that we're gonna have on the podcast, they have much bigger audiences than me. They are making way more money than me, and I'm not gonna put any names there, but there was a part of me that's like, oh, I don't know if I can ask them to come on my quote unquote little podcast. But you know what? Then I asked myself, well, if I were confident, what would I do? I would just send it. I would just go for it. I would just ask. And if they say no, then it's a no. If I say yes, then that's awesome. That's a yes. So anyway, you guys, let me know your thoughts on courage to confidence. Let me know what are the areas that you would like to be more confident in. And maybe I can talk about it more on the podcast. Let me know where you choose to be courageous. And especially if you find yourself now approaching something and you're like, okay, I'm going to choose to be courageous so that I can become confident in this. Because you listened to this podcast episode, let me know. I love hearing from you guys. I love, love, love getting your messages on Instagram at XOKDecker. And I will see you in the next one. Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely loved it, please let me know by leaving a short review here on the podcast app and take a screenshot of the episode and tag me on your Instagram stories at XOKDecker so that I can keep your favorite topics coming. And until next time, let's create your best life.